How do you put into words the award that you won last night?
It's tough, dude, to be honest. I'm still in a little bit of shock here. But to be mentioned and to be associated with an award with Muhammad Ali's name on it, something that's going to stay with me forever, and something that I can share with my family. Doing charity work now for a while. You obviously don't do it to win awards, but this to get this recognition with a man like this and a legend, it's just pretty surreal.
We talked to you when you were nominated for the award and when we found out that you were one of the finalists and it still hadn't sunk in then. It's been a few weeks since that point, so I would imagine it's going to take a while for the whole thing to sink in, hey?
Well, I think it's going to take a long while. It's just something that I'm actually looking forward to as my little guy gets old. And just to be able to reflect on it, they were clips all last night on they were showing on Muhammad and just his accomplishments inside the ring and outside, and it was just such a cool event.
So take me through last night. Did you have an idea that you were going to win? Like, did you have any idea leading in advance, or did it kind of hit you as a bit of a shock?
Yeah, it was, you know what, as the night went on, as we started walking towards the show, there were some hints for sure from some of the ESPN guys saying it was going to be a great night, and the nerves just started getting going up more and more throughout the night. At the end, I knew there was obviously a strong possibility, but you still don't believe it till the awards announced, and it was great. It was a pretty cool moment, and one I'll never forget for sure.
What was the kind of run of the event like? Did you get an opportunity to meet the other nominees and the other finalists and some of the other celebrities that were in attendance?
Yeah, it was pretty, it was a dinner style event, and pretty intimate. It was pretty cool to hear some of the other stories. There were, some teams that got awards. There were, Stephanie McMahon was there from the WWE and she received a big award. Yeah, I mean, they got to meet, some pretty cool people who've done a lot of great things in the community. It was a pretty cool experience because I've never been to an event like this, and to be around so many influential people is pretty cool.
In conversation with Mark Giordano, he is the 2017 Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award winner. He received that award last night in Los Angeles. So what's going through your head as your name gets called and you're walking up and now you have to speak to everybody? Like, well, what's going through your head in that moment?
You're pretty nervous going up there. We do a lot of public speaking in our job, but to get up in front of a group of people like that, and you're walking up there thinking about all the people that you don't want to miss anyone. You want to thank everyone that has obviously helped bring the charity where it is today. There are so many people in the city of Calgary who've helped out, and really, it goes by really quick. Your brain's all over the place, sort of.
Let me ask you a couple questions about, you know, what last night meant and what the whole thing means to you. First of all, to be in the same conversation as some other, you know, worldwide superstars, Larry Fitzgerald and Ernie Els and Curtis Granderson, what did it mean to be kind of in the same conversation with guys like that?
Yeah, it was, those are all guys I look up to, and on the field, I've always looked up to those guys, and like you said, world-class athletes and superstars in each of their sport. And to find out through this process, to find out about their charity and what they do off the field, just bumps it up even more. And it was this whole, for the last couple of months, this whole process has been great. It's I've learned a lot about how we as athletes can use, you know, use this platform to help others in need. There's so much good really going on in the world of sports.
And the other "what does it mean" question would be, what does it mean to represent the city of Calgary and Calgary Flames organization on such a worldwide stage and be able to represent them in the way that you did last night? How much did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. Probably one of the things I'm most proud of is being able to represent our organization, number one, and the city. The people I've been surrounded with, that's the relationships I've built within our organization is something I'll never, something I'm most proud of, and that's what has made me the person I think I am today. I think there's been so many people, go through our organization, so many great relationships I've built in the city, and the one thing about the city of Calgary is the people in the city have it right when they have the ability to help others in need. They really step up to the plate, and you see that with all of us on the team who've done charity work and have received tremendous support. So, one of the moments I sort of reflected back on it this morning, and one of the things I'm most proud of is representing such a great city.
Your wife, Lauren, obviously a teammate of yours when it comes to Team Giordano. It's a joint venture between you and her. I know Lauren couldn't be there last night, but just a quick word on how much your wife is meant to what happened last night and building Team Giordano to what it is today.
Well, she should have been up there with me right beside me. She does the day-to-day, the hard work going into the school, planning programs with the principals and the superintendents and the Calgary Board of Education. That's why it was a little bittersweet that she couldn't make it. Being pregnant, we thought it was better for her to just rest and stay home. We've been pretty busy lately, so a little bittersweet she wasn't with me, but she deserved to be right next to me on that stage for sure.
In conversation with Mark Giordano, he is the 2017 Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award winner, joining us on the program this afternoon, and a big part of last night, $100,000 from the Muhammad Ali Foundation going to Team Giordano. I would imagine that hasn't sunk in yet either. Have you been able to kind of figure out what you might use that towards?
Yeah, no, it hasn't sunk in. I'm going to get back. I'm gonna obviously talk with Lauren, talk to all of our helpers and people who have been involved in the charity in Calgary, and go over, set up a plan where we can allocate obviously these funds. And our goal all along is to help as many kids as possible. So if we can grow the charity well as much as we can, and this goes obviously long way in doing that.
Okay, so set us up for tonight. What is on the docket this evening? You're at the ESPYs, I believe, but just kind of set us up with what the night ahead has in store for you.
Yeah, we're just sort of laying low right now at the hotel, and tonight we'll walk the red carpet, and I'll be a fan just as much as anyone else at this award show. It'll be a pretty cool experience. Forward to watching Peyton Manning host it. I think he's gonna knock it out of the park. He's funny. He's got I like his sense of humor, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So have you ever, you did some red carpet stuff yesterday, you're gonna do it again today. Like, have you ever done anything like this before? Kind of been this big time a celebrity?
No, it's kind of weird, honestly, going on those red carpets. Standing there and posing for photos and stuff. I don't really know how to act in those situations, but I'm trying to take it all in, and it's pretty cool. You get a little bit of the red carpet life, I guess, go from there. I have fun with it, though, for sure.
Well, I know you talked a lot about how it hasn't sunk in yet, and we're talking about something that you're still trying to wrap your head around, all of what happened last night and even what's going to happen tonight. I would imagine that, you know, going back 5, 10, 15 years ago, you would never have necessarily placed yourself in this situation, hey?
No, I mean, this is something special. This is something away from sport, and with all the ups and downs of sport in the game, this is something that no one will ever be able to take away from me, and giving back to the community and do charity work is something that I take a lot of pride in, and it's different. It's separate from the in-game stuff for me, and I'm really proud of this side of things.
Well, Mark, just want to say from everybody at this station who's got the opportunity to interact with you, congratulations on the award last night. I know it was a big deal back in Calgary, and a lot of people really happy to see what happened last night. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon, and congratulations once again, hey?
Well, thank you guys, and I really appreciate everyone.